84 degrees at 8:57. Time for a quick check of commodity markets on this Monday. We bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. Unfortunately, more of the same here as we continue to see prices drift lower here this morning to start a new week. Kind of went out on a pretty negative note there late last week with quite a bit of liquidation seen by the funds on corn and soybeans last week, and continue to see a little more selling by the managed money here again this morning. The tariff concerns continue to hang over the market. China put out a list there early Friday afternoon of some items that they're going to add a 25% tariff to beginning July 6th, and soybeans was on that list, so beans continue to work a little lower. Also watching the weather, looks like a pretty good chance of rain here for a big portion of the Corn Belt, Nebraska all the way through Indiana, Ohio here. Maybe 2 to 4 inches could be seen over the next few days. Temperature is supposed to cool down somewhat as well, so that's going to continue to aid crop development. We do have crop progress out this afternoon. Looks like crop progress for corn and soybeans should be steady to 1% lower. That's kind of the average guess there. But overall, historically, continue to see pretty well-supported crop ratings here. So that continues to hang over the market as well. Quick rundown of prices here. July corn at 356 and a quarter, down 5 cents. December corn at 377 and three quarters, also down 5 cents. July soybeans at 904 and three quarters, down three quarters. November soybeans at 929 and a half, that's down 1 penny. July Chicago wheat 492 and three quarters, down 6 3/4. December Chicago wheat at 526, down 8 1/4. July Kansas City wheat at 509 and three quarters, that's down 10 cents. July Minneapolis wheat at 567 and three quarters, that's down 3 cents. Livestock markets are mixed here. June cattle 107.85, down 60. August cattle 104.25, that's down 52. August feeders 147.32, down 65. July hogs 82.85, up $1.12. August hogs at 78.65, that's up 40 cents. Also see export inspections out here this morning, but really the main theme is going to continue to be China tariff news here this week, Brian, as well as looks like pretty favorable weather, at least in the short term.
All right. Thank you very much for that update, Aaron.
Yep. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Aaron Curtis with Midco in Bloomington, Illinois, joining us this morning. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard, conditions continue to be hot and humid, at least in the early part of the week. Look for a high of 93 degrees today with mostly sunny skies, a southwest wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, slight chance of a thunderstorm with a low of 74. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with a chance of thunderstorms at a high of 95. More rain possible Wednesday and a high of 85. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.